home for classic hits. AM 1570, 96.9, and Boone 102.7 FM. WILO, Frankfort, Lebanon, Delphi.
TC Trailers. Oh.
Honey?
TC Trailers.
Honey, wake up.
What? What's wrong?
You were dreaming about TC Trailers again.
Oh, they do have over 300 trailers on the lot. Cargos, haulers, concessions, landscaping.
Mm-hmm.
They have that loaded parts store and their on-site repair shop for all makes and models, even warranty repairs.
Okay, okay. We'll go tomorrow. Let's get some sleep.
TC Trailers, a dream come true. Stop in or visit tc-trailers.com. If you're not pulling a TC trailer, you're not pulling your weight.
Big deals.
These days, we all want our money to go just a little bit further. We also want to support local businesses. When you visit the Big Deals online store, you can do both. Shop anytime. The store is always open and loaded with great deals. Buy discounted gift certificates to local businesses and spend them just like cash. Visit online or download the Big Deals app to shop right from your phone. Shop local, buy local with Big Deals.
People ask a lot of questions about Ivy Tech Community College. Like, can an Ivy Tech degree get me a good career? Well, some say good, and some say great. In 2 years or less, you can earn an associate degree or certificate, qualifying you for some of Indiana's fastest-growing career fields and earning you an average of $37,777 the first year after graduation. Find your answers at ivytech.edu/FAQ. Then apply for free at ivytech.edu.
Hey, good morning. It is Thursday morning. Party Line, Chan Sheridan with you on Tuesdays and Thursdays. Great to be with you. Don't forget, it is Monday, Thursday, Holy Week, and we wish you a beautiful Holy Week. And please remember the reason for the season, a lot of the great sacrifice, and we're grateful to our Lord for that sacrifice. We'll talk a little bit as we end the show, but also wanted to point out that especially we have... a church family that we love dearly that is certainly impacted, and many, many, many families that we have in our community. But it's World Autism Awareness Day. So building the landmark around the world will be is going to be bathed in blue. There's a lot of blue, lighted up in blue. That's all about autism. So don't think it's about just about the police. It's about autism today. So World Autism Awareness Day. And it's also National Burrito Day. There you go, Isaac. There we go, brother, because your family knows how to cook it, because you tell me all the time how good the food is. So Isaac Chavez joining us in the studio.
I didn't know it was National Burrito Day. You might have to take that up for dinner.
I'm going to be breaking fast tomorrow, and that sounds like a good idea. I love burritos. So Las Mateca, I like that. That's a good one. You ever been there?
Yes, I have.
Oh, my gosh, on Columbia's. But I hear you guys know how to cook it. You were telling me at the Super Bowl thing that you guys know how to cook it all up.
Oh yeah, we do. We eat, whether if it's grilled on the oven, inside the oven, on the stovetop.
But you know what? For all the other folks that don't like to cook, it's also peanut butter and jelly day. So you can have a great burrito, or you can have a peanut butter and jelly day. I think I'm going to prefer the burrito. Hannah, what would you prefer?
I would go for the burrito.
Oh, me too. I got to have the burrito. So, but also remember, it is Autism Day, and we appreciate all those families that are impacted, and the great people that I get to meet and know that. Are impacted by autism, mm-hmm. And we have a lot of great young people. We are we're just blessed to see them in our community. All right, let's talk young people today because we're going to talk 4-H. Hannah is the 4-H youth development educator in Clinton County. Isaac, you're kind of like the all around promoter, marketer. You're just everywhere doing this stuff right now.
Yeah, that's
right. What's your official title, Isaac?
I'm the program assistant there at the Clinton County Extension Office. Jack of all trades, but master of none.
Well, my dad used to tell me that that's what I was. So, but that's okay. You can do, hey, it means you get a little do of everything. Little
yeah,
bit of
that's
everything.
Right.
So you're a renaissance man. That's what you are. So 4-H camp. Was that coming up?
It is coming up. So June 3rd through the 5th, that is our 4-H camp. It is held at Camp Tecumseh.
Great place.
It is amazing. We have Joy there on staff at Camp Tecumseh. She's amazing to work with. She's so much fun, and she gets the kids involved and hyped up and ready for a fun three days.
Do the Camp Tecumseh staff, do they kind of run the camp for you, and are you guys engaged? I mean, how does that work by being there at that location? Because it is a beautiful location. Yeah. The ropes course, I mean, there are just so many things that we've taken kids there for years. It's just a great place.
Yeah, the great thing about our area camp is Camp Tecumseh, yes, they're faculty is there helping out. There's this specific activities that they take charge of, like archery and the lake and those types of things, just because liability reasons, they want to make sure that they have everything covered. But
we want experts with arrows.
Yes.
We don't want to take any.
Point it that way.
Yeah, that's right. Isaac, that's a good point. Point it that way,
But actually, our 4-H'ers, our older 4-H'ers, run the camp for us. So as educators, and Isaac's actually going as a chaperone too, we're there basically to babysit the older kids while the older kids babysit the younger kids.
Right.
And it's really not babysitting. It's a great time. The camp counselors, they're creating different activities.
We call that engagement. We don't want to call it babysitting. We call it engaged.
Yep.
Isaac's going to be engaged with the kids.
So basically, you know, our older youth are teaching our younger youth. And kind of like with our mini 4-H program, but these are third through sixth graders that are allowed to get to camp.
So what are they going to be doing at the 4-H camp, Isaac?
So one of the areas that I'm assigned to is like sports. Hmm. So we'll have different sessions, whether you're being outside, getting involved with, you know, nature. Mm-hmm. You're going to have different areas where you're not just learning how to have the right grip when you're doing the rock climbing or the ropes or, you know, getting in the water. There's going to be some moments where you switch it up, you know, wind down a little bit, throw a football around or a frisbee. Whether we have signed for that day, there's going to be the activity for sports. And then you have the other activities that the other leaders will get to lead. But I talk about the sports one because that's going to be the one I'm assigned to. Mm-hmm. But there's definitely going to be a lot of opportunities for the kids to get involved.
Well, that was a good connection there. You're a sports guy. You like sports and you do sports. So and that gets the kids out in the out in the air and outside away from the screen. Yeah. And I was listening to news this morning coming in, and there's a school, I want to say in Connecticut, that is they've done away with cell phones. Now they're doing away with all their tablets. They're just saying no screen school.
Yeah.
And I think that's not a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Not a bad idea because kids got so much screen time. So this is an opportunity for the kids to get away from all that, enjoy camp. But there's, like you said, Isaac, there's more than just the sports, some of the other activities, leadership training.
Yep.
The ropes are definitely something I know is so, in the climbing wall. What are some other dynamics that you see, Hannah?
So one of the activities that I'm in charge of is nature. So Isaac mentioned it a little bit, which all the activities are pretty much outside besides, I think, our foods one and our crafts one, because those two are kind of hard to have outside, especially if it's windy. But kids get a lot of outside sunshine time with the nature one. We have a nature center there at Camp Tecumseh, so we get to walk them through all the different animals there. And one of the employees actually brings out the turtles and the snakes.
Oh,
and
cool.
When the snakes come out, Amy usually hides because she is not a snake person. But
not too many people are.
No. But it's really fascinating to sit there and watch these. You know, we have third through sixth graders, and then we also have our 9th through 12th grade camp counselors, and they're sitting there just as fascinated as those third graders are.
Yep.
And, you know, those third graders are encouraging our older camp counselors to actually touch the snake or hold the turtle or whatnot. So it's really fun to not only see the counselors interact with the campers, but also to have the campers encourage the counselors to get out of their box.
Well, and then they're learning about, you know, there's poisonous snakes and there's non-poisonous snakes, and there's turtles that'll snap you and bite you. And so that's just great education.
Right.
And telling kids not to be afraid, but to be aware.
Yes.
I think that is so cool. The camps, are they in June again, you said?
So June 3rd through the 5th. That is for our third through sixth grade.
Okay, that was my next, third through sixth. And so you guys are taking registrations right now? You're signing them up?
Okay. Registration opened yesterday, so it's open until April 30th. But I highly recommend, we are limited on spots. So if you are interested, get in, get registered. It's on 4-H online. If you're having issues, call us at the extension office, send me an email. I can help start you up with your enrollment, and then we'll go from there.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go from camp to cleanup.
Yep.
The fairground, cleanup. You said they're going to come get all their stuff this week, right?
Yep. So on Saturday, April 4th, is RV and camper and boats pickup for the fair council. So I'm pretty sure it's from 8 to 10 or something like that, that you have to pick up your items by that time. But fair council also reached out to me and said, hey, can we maybe get some 4-H members or even community members, volunteers, to come in and help clean up the fairgrounds? It's getting that time where we're about to start mowing, and we've got a lot of limbs on the ground.
And it's been a rough year with
wind.
Yep. And more wind today.
Yep. So if you're available at 8 o'clock on Saturday morning to come out and help, I know my husband's letting me drive the truck and dump trailer in. So we'll hopefully
fill
that up.
Is that dangerous, Hannah?
No, I've driven. I've driven a livestock trailer before, so
you're good.
One's all right.
All right. So cleanup. So that is this Saturday. 4-H'ers are encouraged to get involved. Now, do they get any type of, is there some credit there, or do they get any type of recognition? And not that you have to have recognition every time you do something, but I know sometimes there's points and things that, will that help? Yep.
So we don't have a point system within 4-H, but if they do have another organization that they're a part of, we can sign off saying that they helped with community service at that point.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yep.
So just to give you, you're helping them by them helping you, and then the other organization is getting that credit for them. So that's awesome.
Right.
So, mini livestock meeting that's coming up.
Yeah.
Now, what is mini livestock? Is that the sheep and
Yep. So it's not mini animals.
Yeah.
So
it's
we
not
do
like the fainting goats.
Yeah. No, we do have mini Herefords, and there's mini Angus out there and
like
whatnot.
Ponies.
Yep. But these are our little 4-H'ers, so our kindergarten through second graders. On April 9th, we will have our mini livestock meeting. It's not just for kids that are interested in showing in our mini livestock show at the fair. It's for all of our minis.
Is there a growing interest in kids getting involved in livestock and getting involved in 4-H?
Yes. I will say last year when we opened up our mini show to kindergarten and first grade as well, because it used to just be second graders, they took it and ran with it. We went from having 10-ish kids in the swine project for mini 4-H to last year we had 34. So we grew a lot within that one, and they had a blast. And I will say I was very proud of our mentors, because we pair every mini with a mentor, and they were awesome with the kids. And I've already had them sending me text or emails saying, hey, I want to sign up to be a mentor again. So
that's fantastic.
It's a great stepping stone for kids that, you know, might not know if they want to show livestock once they actually get into regular 4-H. So it's, you don't have to buy the animal. You don't have to really spend any money on that aspect besides transportation. But it's a great program.
And Isaac, that's kind of part of your responsibility, is getting the message out and marketing and getting, just being a voice to get these kids involved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. What's been really nice, though, our gal back at the office right now, Bessie, she has been pretty involved with that. She has experience as well. So she's leaned more into getting involved with that. But yes, I am there as well. I actually probably should be learning a little more of the 4-H side of things. I'm there to assist, definitely there in person. But in terms of getting my knowledge up, that is one area where I need some improvement in.
Well, I remember my wife going to the 4-H fair when we first married, and she said, I'm a city girl.
That's what they call me at the office, city boy.
You're the city boy, Isaac. I can understand, so that's no big deal. But you learn and you grow, and sometimes you never know how. And that's what I love about 4-H. Mm-hmm. You may spark and ignite something at the camp or whatever for a kid to just, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life.
Right.
And I think that's the power of that. But you got to have money to make it work. So you got flower sales coming up, right?
We do, yes. So we have our sponsorships that we've already sent letters out. So if you haven't sent your sponsorship back in or need or want one, maybe you're a new sponsor, we will graciously send you our forms. But we do have our flower sales going on right now. They are beautiful flowers. I was telling Isaac and Bessie the other day, the flowers that are out in the front lobby of the extension office have been there like 15 years, and they came from the 4-H flower sale. And I know a lot of people think that geraniums are annuals, which they can be. If you leave them outside, they're going to die off every year.
But if you bring them inside,
but
they
live. Bring them inside, they're going to live forever. They're hard to kill when, like, I'm not going to lie, there's been a couple times that we've neglected our geraniums in the front, and they still say, hey, we're here.
Yeah, just, give us some water.
Yep, just remember we're here.
we're a little thirsty. So,
So
people can, how do folks buy? What's the plan there?
Yep, so we have a Google form, so you can fill out the Google form. If you want me to email that link to you, I can do that, but you can also just call into the office, stop by, place your order. Pickup is on May 9th, so it's that Saturday before Mother's Day. I know last year we did it the week before Mother's Day, and there were a lot of husbands out there that were saying,
"Yeah,
I got to keep these alive for a week before I can give them to my wife." So,
well, we used to do the, when Kiwanis was around, we used to have the pancake breakfast, and they had the hanging baskets out there and flowers, and it was great. And that was always usually the Saturday before Mother's Day, and it worked out pretty well because you only had to keep them for a few hours. Actually, you just go home, and in fact, I would give them, "Hey, honey, I got you a couple of hanging baskets. Happy Mother's Day." So May 9th, and they can go to Google.
So they can go to the Google Drive. So if they scan that QR code on our flyer, that's on our Facebook page. Or I know there's various businesses that have them hanging up. Or call into the office or send us an email. We'll get you down on our list.
Okay, fantastic. So QR codes, man, I tell you, they're everywhere.
They are.
It's the world we live in right now. So we just hit. So junior leaders meeting.
Yep. So we have a junior leaders meeting coming up on April 19th. So that will be held at the extension office. This one, our junior leaders are going to start planning stuff for the fair. Stock the Trailer's coming back this year, so they're going to start doing their media outreach for that. So they're going to start making their videos and getting flyers made, which is, it's a really great program. Isaac and Amy and I went and sat down with Janet and Roger Klein from the Michigan Town Food Pantry and kind of got together a game plan of how extension can help out with them, and gave us some ideas for Stock the Trailer on what to collect. And, you know, Janet told us that there was a whole bunch, or they get a whole bunch of linto beans and what was it, canned asparagus, and they're like, people don't know how to cook this, so we're going to help prepare recipes for them. But also, you know, they're getting all of these recipes and these ingredients, but they really don't get the spices for those. So that was one thing that I was making sure that we added to our Stock the Trailer list. You know, you can donate canned goods and whatnot, but you got to spice it up
somehow.
You
got to have some seasoning.
Yep. You got to have something spice there.
Because I'm the guy, I like cayenne peppers and red peppers. I like every kind of pepper. So I like spice. And so that is something that is neglected a lot. Because a lot of people just bring the staples.
Yep.
Bring the basics.
Yep.
But so that's a great thing. So and that's going to be a part of the meeting.
Okay. So our junior leaders, they're going to start their promotional stuff for that.
Awesome.
I did have a junior leader. She actually filled out a grant to help out with not only Stock the Trailer, but she's going to do a backpack or a snack pack, weekend bags for kids in the community. So if they need help with food over the weekends, they can take it home from school on Fridays. And then
the backpack program that really has worked well at other schools and things over the years. Our church was involved for many, many years with doing backpacks. So QLC, what's QLC?
Yeah, so QLC is Quality Livestock Care. This is something that's required for all livestock members that are exhibiting market animals, so animals that would go into the food chain. It doesn't replace YQCA, but it's a cost-efficient option for them, so they can still
do... It's part of a certification.
Yep, so they have to get certified either through myself here at Clinton County, or if they can't attend one of our dates, they can go to other counties as well. But there might be a cost associated with that county. Our council is gracious enough to sponsor all the kids through our county, so they get to attend QLC for free. But if they can't attend any of those days and can't hit any of the counties around us, they can still do YQCA, but there is a cost to that. I believe it's $12. And that this is a yearly course they have to get certified in every year.
So. And what is the resources to be able to be there that we have to be able to do that? Because in some places you may have to drive 2 hours or whatever.
Yeah.
But to be right here in Frankfort, it's fantastic. So, many 4-H, we talked a little bit about the mini livestock meeting, but mini 4-H is more than just livestock.
Yes.
I mean, 4-H is more than just livestock, but thank goodness, right, Isaac? Cause the city boy over there, like, because it says boots, beats, and board games.
Yep. So that was our junior leader dance that happened in
March 14th.
March 14th, yep. We had a great turnout from kids across the state, not just Clinton County 4-H, our junior leaders. We had great members from Howard, Carroll. I think we had some from Boone, White County as well. So we had them coming across.
And that was from 7th to 12th grade?
Yep.
Okay.
And they had a blast. I mean, you know, at first they're always kind of awkward at the beginning. Basically any dance you go to. But this is kind of more of a fun night. It's not just dancing. I mean, I was surprised when they all wanted to play musical chairs.
Yeah.
They were like, hey. Now,
were you out there dancing there, Isaac?
I was at the junior leaders dance. One thing I shared with Hannah that I was pretty moved by seeing these young boys and girls come together is I didn't know they were from different counties. And as I was going around, going to different tables and hanging out with them, playing board games with them, I was slowly learning, you know, each table's from a different county, mixed in with different counties as well.
That's cool.
And I go back to Hannah, I said, you know, this isn't just one program, right? These are a collection of kids representing the same program, but coming together for the same thing. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, wow, I'm so moved how they came together and meeting each other for the first time, all hanging out, interacting with each other, coming up to us wanting to do things. So it sounds like, you know, they were all having conversations, they were all on the same page, and they just had a good old time together.
Well, you're both young people compared to me especially, but I think you probably see it more so than maybe the older generation does, but it seems like there's less and less territorial boundaries with your generation and younger, especially the younger generation.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yeah.
Because to your point, they didn't care if it was in Clinton County or if it was in Timbuktu. They were they were there to have fun, enjoy each other, and learn more about each other.
Yeah, and I mean, our numbers were up this year for the dance, and it was great. Like, they weren't just out there dancing. It seemed like line dances, yes, they were on the floor for every single one of those, but the rest of the time they were back playing games, talking, getting to know each other.
Well, the line dancing is because it's kind of like, you know, no touch. So it's kind of like you can kind of feel like you're just kind of doing an exercise maybe and you don't feel so awkward, especially at that age. But that's great. That's a it's a great way. And having board games and getting involved in connecting human beings, really.
Yes.
I mean, that's a big part of it, is just connecting them. So you got livestock ID days.
Yes. Those are coming up quick.
So they have to, tell us about that. The 4-H'ers will have to ID what they're going to show.
Okay. So this is one that if you show livestock, make sure you're reading the rules, because they haven't changed in the sense of what you have to ID them as, but you know, you might be bringing a yearling ewe that already has those tags. So do you really need a bringer? No. Okay. But if you have a steer that you're going to show this year at the county or state fair, it has to come to ID day to get its RFID tag if it doesn't have one, and then also a county tag. These are just identification methods to help us track our animals. RFID is a federal tag. So once it goes in the ear, it's not supposed to come out unless, you know, sometimes things get infected. Sometimes they rip them out.
Right.
It happens. We understand that. But once it goes in that ear, it's staying there until the animal is gone.
It's like the tag on the mattress.
Yep.
You can't remove the tag on the mattress.
Yep. It's basically,
it's a federal law.
It's that. And, you know, it's not just for us to track through 4-H. It's also to track, you know, diseases or illnesses that animals have, because these kids aren't just showing at the county fair. A lot of them go to open shows in the state fair, national shows. And if there's an outbreak of, we're just going to throw a ringworm out there because that's a zoonotic disease that not only animals can have, but humans can get it from them.
Yeah.
If there was an outbreak at a cattle show with ringworm, we're going to want to know where that came from and how we can trace that back.
Oh, yeah, ringworm. Louisiana, we used to play in the mud puddles.
And, uh-huh.
Oh, you got ringworm.
Yep.
Yeah, you got ringworm.
Yep.
Yeah.
And I know it's really common in wrestling, so.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Because you wrestled, didn't you, Isaac?
I did not, but it was an issue on the football team
oh,
as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's you know, it's a very communicable. I mean, mm-hmm. it happens. And But being able to understand and recognize that that's your animal, mm-hmm. that you've been taking care of this yep. animal, you've got all the shots, you've got all mm-hmm. the things that they yep. that's part of that identification. So,
yeah.
Well, it's hard to believe that we've come to the end of the hour, but anything else you want to add? Anything you want to share, Isaac? Anything you got going on that you want folks to know? Because you've been doing this now, gosh, it's coming up on 8 months, a year? You're about a year?
Actually, I'm only on my fourth month.
Fourth month, golly.
Hey, I'm just a little bit of everywhere, it feels like. Okay, you know, yeah, I've been at different organizations for such time. But no, in terms of wanting to share, just continue to follow us. We always have
on
different events coming. Yeah, on Purdue Extension page and the 4-H Clinton County page. There's always an event going on. Opportunities for people to come in and get what, you know, take care of business and make sure they're aligned for the Clinton County Fair coming up. So just continue to follow the page because there's just going to be some events coming that might benefit you.
Yep.
Fantastic. And I just got on the Google Docs. You can just scan the QR code and you can go right there and order your flowers.
Yep.
You just put all your information in. That's awesome. That'll be great. I'm going to make my wife's day. Now, here's the problem. I'll do this. Well, you didn't order the right flowers. You didn't order the right colors.
Well, then you just got to order a flat of each.
That's what's going to end up happening. Believe me. Because you've got the geraniums and the petunias.
Yep.
And you're saying that you could, if you take these things inside, we can mm-hmm. keep them alive all the
yep.
time.
Petunias are a little bit more touchy. They can be... They can be temperamental at some point.
But it's a good deal. I mean, $2 for a single and $25 for a flat, that's 15 flowers.
Yeah.
And that's the geraniums and the petunias are $2 mm-hmm. for a single or $25 for a flat, but that's 18 flowers.
Yep.
So that's a great deal. And that money all goes right into 4-H.
Yes.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, you guys are doing the Lord's work. Keep up. Appreciate you. Thank you very much. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Shane.
Isaac and Hannah joining us from 4-H today. Well, that is going to wrap things up. But this Holy Week, you know, as we wrap up the Holy Week, this is Maundy Thursday. And I wanted to just take a minute to just to pray with folks because, you know, I think that sometimes we skate over. We get another holiday. We think, oh, Good Friday. A lot of people are off tomorrow. Some people are off on Monday. But the true reason and the true meaning behind whether it be Christmas or Easter, and I know there's a lot of other religions, I'm not saying, but for us as Christians, as Judeo-Christians, this is probably the most important week of our year. And I hope that we celebrate that wisely and with great passion and compassion for what Jesus did for us so many years ago, 2,000 years ago now, what Jesus did. And so as I close this today, I want to pray. Father, I come to you in the name of Jesus who sacrificed everything. I mean, he gave it all. He laid it all on the line. Lord, I can't imagine the agony that he was enduring in the garden that we will be, we would be honoring tonight at Maundy Thursday. That, Lord, that as we take communion this weekend, that we'll be mindful of that Last Supper, that Jesus sweat blood. It was so intense. And I pray, Father, that we would be mindful that no matter what we're going through, no matter what struggle, stress, anxiety, pressure, problem, challenge, that we would be mindful of what Jesus went through. And he did it for us. What great love, no greater love, no greater love than what Jesus did at the cross. And Lord, we celebrate you and we thank you for our community. We thank you for Hannah and Isaac. We thank you for Emily. We thank you for the Community Foundation, the 4-H. We thank you for all the folks that are making our leaderships. We pray for our mayor. We pray for our commissioners. We pray for all of our families and all of our organizations that, Lord, we would honor you and that we would remember you and what you've done. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, well, praise the Lord. We're going to get out of here. Good Lord willing, we'll see you next week, next Tuesday. Until then, stay safe and be courageous. We'll talk to you soon.